My name is Jen Wiltshire, and I like dirt, healthy dirt. Now, you know, a good farmer will tell you that he can smell healthy soil, but dirt doesn't have an odor. What the farmer's smelling is a healthy soil microbial community, and that's what I study. That's why I only need 1/4 of 1 gram of dirt to get really excited. That's all the dirt that I need to extract microbial DNA. And not just the DNA of one microbe, but the DNA of an entire microbial community. I'm trying to understand what microbes we need in the soil to promote plant growth. Now, if I can unlock this secret, it would mean that Aussie farmers could get the maximum productivity out of any given soil. That is a massive step towards global food security. And in countries where farmers can't afford chemical fertilizers, this is also a massive step away from poverty and famine. Now, in the past, we've attempted to create healthy soil communities for plants by adding lots of one type of microbe that we know to be beneficial, microbes that make fertilizer from thin air. The problem is you can't make a well-functioning soil community with just one microbe. That's kind of like trying to have a society that's full of only lawyers. It just doesn't work. In reality, we need a mixture of bankers, butchers, doctors, lawyers, all interacting and working together to create an optimally functioning society. What's that optimal mix for a soil microbial community? Well, that's what I'm trying to understand, and I'm using the community DNA to do this. So that's all of the genes from all of the microbes in the soil all at once. And we call this kind of data the metagenome. And the metagenome tells me who's there and in what numbers, and it's told me that my plant growth promoting bacteria are everywhere. But it's what we can do next with the metagenome that's got me really excited. So you have to understand we've only been able to look at communities in this way for 10 very short years. And in that time, microbial ecologists have encountered so much diversity that all we've been able to do is catalogue what we find. But now those 10 years are about to pay off because all of our cataloguing has created for us a giant address book full of all the names, numbers, and addresses of all the microbes in the soil. Now we can move from just documenting who's there to actually calling these microbes up and asking, what are they doing? When I dial their number, I'll be asking who out there in the community works in plant growth promotion and what will it take to get them working for me in any given soil. So hopefully now you see that under our feet there is a whole other universe that we are on the brink of understanding. And when we do, these communities that you can't even see are going to have profound and far-reaching effects on our own lives. That is why I like dirt.